Ready? Okay. So we raised the question, why is it that Rabbi Yitzchak only says Eipach Ana, according to the Manda Amar of Klal Prado Klal? That's on Chaf Vav Amar Aleph. Why is it that when they discuss Rabbi Akiva, that when you have the Ribui and then the Miut, why doesn't Rabbi Yitzchak also say Eipach Ana? Go the other way. And instead of you have the ribuy of what? Of all shvuas, right? And then you'll have that Ron Tov is a, instead of saying Ron Tov is a miyut, right? You'll say that you'll have both future and past, and you'll have future and past, and then you'll have, but you won't have Tov HaRa, right? You'll only have Tov HaRa. So why don't you say it that way? Why did they reverse it? Okay? So, first we said, you can answer practically, because if you think it through, you'll see that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, if you think it through, you'll see that in a ribui mi a ribui, if you were to do that, it would still, in the sum total, after you get done ribui miut and then ribui, it would turn out, you end up with the same conclusion. In other words, practically, on a practical halachic level, it will end up with the same conclusion, namely, that the system of shuas will include l'sha'avar and l'asid, and it will also include every kind of shvua minus Mevatel Dvar Mitzvah, or Dover Sheyefsher. Okay? Well, he's Mishana Seyedua L'Adam. All right? So, that's a practical answer. Okay, that's a practical answer. But, the truth is, we weren't just satisfied with the practical answer. And we wanted to explain it, that really, Reb Yitzchak's question of Eipach Ana really follows certain very important logical lines here in the sugya. And really that kind of question only makes sense from a logical standpoint on the position of Klal Prat. And it would never make sense in Ribui Miut Ribui. And why is that? Because you have to understand what's happening here. You see, in a Klal Prat, a Klal, so you start off, of course, with the Klal, that you're dealing with the area, the system of Shuas. But then you go to the prat, and the prat already is the perish. Now, what does that mean, it's the perish? It means that once you introduce the prat, there is nothing else. There is really no genus that exists at this point. There is no general category that exists. It's just simply these specific items. These are the items that exist and nothing else. So those, then that's it. So what are the items? The items are shvuos that are in the future and that they're Tov HaRa. That's it. Those are the characteristics that at that point the Torah would lay down that would be part of the system of shvuos. That's it. What kind of shvuos? Shvuos that have to do with the future, okay, which we know are shvuos of nihug. They're mechayev, they govern a certain nihug, and they also personally affect him. Those are the characteristics. There is no general definition of a shvua that you can come up with because that's the only thing that exists. There is no class. There is no class of things to define. It's only specifically these things. So now that's why Rabbi Yitzchak says that when you come to the last klal and you say that now we're not going to worry about Tov HaRa, but now we're just going to say any shvua that's lahaba, so why don't we say Eipach Ana? Why do we go that way? Why do we decide that asid, that future, that nihug, that's the important one to expand upon? How did you know that? Maybe it should go the other way. Maybe that's maybe laron lahativ is critical. Maybe that's the one you should retain. How do you decide between two characteristics? So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak answered, or the Gemara answers, that you know it from another source. And Either you know it from Bal Yachel Devaro, that's one possibility. Or Reb Yitzchak Bar Avin knows it from another pasuk, O Nefesh Kisi Shavala Vateva Sosayim. Okay? In other words, what the Gemara's answer is, that there's no way logical from within the system to go ahead and determine it. But, meaning from within this pasuk. But there is another place from the Torah that's koveya what guidelines you use in determining the klal prado klal here. And that is based on the idea of Bal Yachel. All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. So that's the answer. That's what the Gemara says in Chavav. It has to be determined from an extraneous source. I mean within the Torah, of course, but I mean extraneous to this, within this pasuk of the klal prado klal. Okay, that's the only way possible. But you see, which is not the case, however, by a ribui mi at ribui, and that's because you see by a ribui mi at ribui, when you're up to the stage of the miut, you really end up in the same place logically as the klal prado klal. In other words, after the klal prado and klal. So when you have ribui is shvuas, and then the miut tells you exactly what a klal prado klal tells you, which is that now you know all shvuas lahaba, and you're not interested in ron tov. Now that's not just a game. There's a reason for that. The reason is because when you're being memayate, so the class still remains in existence. It's a miut within a framework, within a certain class. So now when you're being memayate, the miut has to work along the logical constructs of that area. So you have two possibilities in Shavuos. You have Shavuos Lahaba, that's one category, namely a Shavuos of affirmation, of Niyug, that's Mechayev the Gavron and Niyug. And then you have Shavuos L'Sha'avar, which is a different kind of a Shavuos, it's an affirmation. It's like an Eidus. Those are the two possibilities. But Ron Tov is just an effect of a Shavuos. So that's why when you say the miut is going to be in terms of within the logics of the category. So now when you go to the last ribui, the ribui also is going to expand according to the logics of the category, going to the nature of the category. And that's why, what does it include? It's going to go ahead and include shvuos l'sha'avar. That is, shvuos of affirmation. But you would never say epochana there, because how would you say epochana? What are you going to say? That you should go what? To tova ra? That makes no sense, because you're dealing here with a certain logical category. It's not like klal prado klal, where you're not dealing with a categorical thing any longer. You're just dealing with isolated features, isolated characteristics. Now, which one? You don't know. Which one does the Torah mean? Is it this one or that one, A or B? But over here, you're dealing with a category, categorical ideas. And therefore, it's going to have to be according to definitions of Shavuah, not something that's a detail, something that's just an effect of Shavuah, namely Tova Ra. So that's why Rabbi Yitzchak Neva would say Epochana over there. Okay. All right. Okay, now, now there's one more thing that needs to be explained, which is how Rashi, in explaining on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, how the system of Ribui Miyot Riba works, so he says like this, in the last step, he says, just want to make one more point, that before we get to this last thing about the Ribui Mi Ribui in the Rashi, I just want to mention that if you go through the ideas we've said, I think when you read the Rashi, it really reads very well. I mean, every step, every line, exactly when he says, Ela Hadom Elo, if you read through it, you'll see the ideas fit in very nicely and tightly with the way Rashi expresses it. Okay? I think our concepts hugged Rashi, you know, in a very, proper way, you know, his wording. Anyhow, Now you come to this last point about Riboy Mir Riboy. He says like this, Hilkach. Okay, it's two lines from the wide lines in the Rashi and Dalet Amud Beis. Hilkach ki asa Riboy Achrina Basrela Rabos Ba Vafila Shalokein Aprat. So now when the last Riboy comes, it's going to be Maraba Afila Shalokein Aprat. V'lo miyet hamiyet el adavar echad haroy lahotzi min haklal hazeh yoser min hakol. Okay, and therefore it's going to come and be meraba, and it's only going to remove from the category something that should be removed more than anything else. Okay, and then he quotes Rabbi Akiva on Chavav. Okay, lahai ki si shava v'enam amayet min hamiyet el nishba levatel es hamitzvah. Okay, so what kind of idea is that? What does it mean it's going to be mayate, the one thing that more than anything else should be removed? Okay? It's a little cryptic the way Rashi puts it. But what we explain is like this, that in the last Riboy, so the last Riboy comes along, and since it's following, again, the logical lines of Shvuah, it's going to come along and include... The only possibility to conclude now is another category within Shvuah, with another concept within Shvuah. And that's the other idea of Shvuah, the other species of Shvuah, namely, a Shvuah L'Sha'avar. That is a Shvuah of affirmation. We're affirming a certain something. Okay? So now, what do you have in the class? Now, within the category of Shvuah, you have L'Haba, and you have L'Sha'avar. Okay? And it removes levatalas a mitzvah, and as we also know from the Rashi and Chavav, it also removes davar she'i efshar. Like, for instance, mishanes yadua la'adam. Okay? We try to change something that's known to a person. So we said that what is this idea? What is this underlying concept now? Now you have an area of Shvuah. So what is the underlying idea? So we said one thing, that according to Rabbi Akiva, in order for a Shvuah to be Chal, in order for it to have a shame, a Chalosh shame Shvuah, it has to have an effect. Shvuah has to have a certain effect, and that is an essential feature of Shvuah. So therefore, that's why, for instance, Mevatel Es HaMitzvah cannot be a Shvuah. Because since a person is Mushbam Ve'omeid Mehar Sinai, so therefore, such a shvuah like this can have, it, by definition, can have no effect. It can have no effect. He's already mushbo velman mar sinai to put on tefillin tomorrow. So it's impossible for him to be a vato, hanachas tefillin. It cannot take place. It cannot have any effect. So that's why it will not be considered a shvuah. And the same thing, that's insofar as shvuahs of nihug. But the same thing exists in a parallel way in the shvuahs l'sha'avar of affirmation. In other words, it's impossible, it's an absurdity, to affirm something that doesn't exist in reality. You see? So that too, that kind of shvuah has no effect. It also cannot take hold based on the reality of the universe. So therefore, that too cannot be a shvuah. So therefore, there's an underlying idea, according to Rabbi Akiva, of a shvuah. A shvuah is a certain bitui sfasayim that has an effect. That's the idea of Shvuah. And therefore, remove a vatal from mitzvah or being mishana as a davar hayadua lo la'adam. Those two things. Okay, they're both impossibilities. One's a halachic impossibility. One's an impossibility in terms of reality. And both, therefore, exclude those from being part of the category of bitui sasayim. Okay. See, just going back to the Lashon of Rashi. See, when Rashi said, Hilkach ki asa ribu achrina basrei, L'rabos ba, afilo shelo ke'ein aprat. That's correct. It doesn't have to be ke'ein aprat. Ke'ein aprat is only when you're dealing with details, when you're dealing with specific items. So now you want to expand and say it has to be something similar to that specific item. Because that's your guideline. That's by klal aprat klal. But over here, you're not dealing with a prat. You're dealing with a concept. The ribui and niyah together are a concept. The ribui is not abolished. It remains as a concept, as a category. So therefore, it's not going to be ke'ein haprat. it's going to follow the logical lines set down by the Ribui Miyat. That's what Rashi means over there.